Chapter 8. Having made up my mind to forget what had happened, I passed the next 7 days in comparative tranquillity. By the end of the week, I grew so firm in my footing that I hardly noticed the pitch and roll of the ship, nor minded the ever-present damp. During the same time, the weather held. No storms came our way. Though days were not always bright and clear, we ran before a steady wind that graced our helm and ruffled our hair. With every sail bent, we were making good progress, or so Captain Jaggery assured me. In my ignorance, I even stood above the figurehead in hopes of seeing land. Naturally, all I saw was an empty, unchanging, and boundless sea. One day seemed much like another. At the end of the morning watch, sometime toward 6 bells, I would wake. Now I had been taught that, at the start of each day, I should present myself as a proper young gentlewoman to my parents, or, when at school, to the headmistress. On shipboard, it was only natural that the captain should be the one I wished to please. But it must be said that preparing to appear on deck was not easy. My day began with a search, usually successful, for fleas. Afterward came a brushing of my hair for a full 20 minutes. I did the same at night. Finally, I parted it carefully, wanting it smoothly drawn. Anything to keep it from its natural and, to me, obnoxious wildness. Then I dressed. Unfortunately, my starched clothing had gone everlastingly limp and became increasingly soiled. Hardly a button remained in place. Though I tried not to touch anything, those white gloves of mine had turned the color of slate. So dirty did I become that I resolved that one of my 4 dresses would be saved, neat and clean, for my disembarkation in Providence. It was a great comfort to me to know I would not shame my family. If I wanted to wash things, and I did try, I had to do it myself, something I'd never been required to do before. Moreover, to do washing on ship meant hauling a bucket of seawater up to the deck. Fortunately, the captain was willing to order the men to lift the water for me on demand. Breakfast was set out in steerage, at the mate's mess. Served by Zachariah, it consisted of badly watered coffee and hard bread with a dab of molasses, though as days passed, the molasses grew foul. Dinner at midday was the same. Supper was boiled salted meats, rice, beans, and again bad coffee. Twice a week we might have duff, the seaman's delight, boiled flour and raisins. In the evenings I retired to my room to write the particulars of the day in my journal, after which I walked out to gaze at the stars. So many, many stars. And then to bed. Sundays were remarkable only in that religious observances were briefly held. The captain kindly allowed me to read a biblical passage to the men before he offered reminders of their duty to ship and God.